This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
It's a Tuesday today, and my name is Lekani Nimburiaga Shkwambana. Last week, Tuesday, we had a conversation with the head of donor relations at SANBS, Kilebogile Kotsedi, and we're talking about the different blood products, and it was just a huge learning curve for me, and I'm definitely sure that it probably was a learning curve for you too, with all of that information. But this month, which is the month of June, which is wrapping up tomorrow, is National Blood Donor Month, with World Blood Donor Day having commenced on the 14th of June. It happens annually. And this year, we're celebrating the millions of people throughout the world who give their blood without any payment. They give it, you know, out of their own free will because they understand the need to save lives. But there's now the announcement from the president that we are under lockdown level 4. And we want to find out some of the effects that this may have on blood donation. And to help us with that, we're joined on the line by the head of donor relations at SANBS. Good morning, and thank you so much for joining us again.
Thank you for having me again. I really appreciate it.
So since the last time you and I spoke, the president then addressed the country, and he has placed us under level 4. Should people still be coming to donate their blood in this particular level?
People should definitely be coming out to donate blood. It is hit at a much critical time at this point, because as you can imagine, things are now upside down for us.
Yeah.
Level 4 brings on different challenges, and at that, the South African National Blood Services remains a frontline service provider, meaning that we work as essential services.
Yeah.
We work through the lockdowns. The services that we provide are very much still required by the patients in the hospital.
So how do you then foresee these stricter measures affecting your ability to supply enough blood?
So if I look back to last year this time, things were uncertain.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've learned quite a bit from it. And that is to already tell people right now, look, we can't come to you anymore. It becomes extremely difficult to get into certain places that we used to, because now, remember, under level 4, less and less gatherings need to happen, including the one place where we get a lot of blood, which is schools.
Yeah.
So the levels are cutting or restricting us from going nearer to where the people are. We still have some of these places like shopping centers that are grateful enough to let us exhibit. So we are still out there, for instance, Savannah Mall, Baledi, Mall of Mollet Label, Limpopo Mall. You'll find us at all these places, but we are not going to be able to go to the schools, the tertiaries. We're not going to be able to go to some of the churches because the gatherings are also closed.
Yeah, yeah.
So what is it? It limits our access to people, and therefore what we ask is that people go on our website, they call our toll-free number, and they make a booking so that we can then send them an SMS permit to come to where we are, to our donor centers, or as soon as they see us in a shopping center, to come in and help us.
So now, a very important question. Can someone with COVID-19 or suspected COVID-19 donate blood?
No, you cannot donate blood.
Yeah.
As much as we want to help people in the hospital, one of our number one priorities is to protect the donor.
Okay.
If you are sick of any kind, we always tell you, do not come. And if you're not feeling well in your body, don't come, because obviously that could translate, you know, the medicine that you're using into, you know, the transfusion that you would be giving to a patient. And then you're going to compromise that person even further.
Mm.
But also it might leave you depleted of the little strength that you also have, which might cause you even more harm. So definitely, please stay away if you are COVID positive. What you can do is call our toll-free number, and we will then defer you up the system so that you don't get called or SMS in that period. We will then know on our system as well that you are not able to donate blood. This is for regular donors.
Yeah. So I mean, the country has already started with vaccinations. Our teachers are getting it now, and we are all encouraged to vaccinate when our time comes. But won't the vaccine affect my ability to continue donating blood?
No, definitely not. It won't affect you. We encourage you to go and get vaccinated. It's important for us to reach that herd immunity as a country. But the only thing that we do ask is some people have exhibited some after effects of the vaccine or a slight flu here and there. If you do have anything like that after you vaccinate, then we ask that you please wait out the symptoms and then only can you come and donate.
So earlier on when we just started the conversation, I found a very beautiful irony when you mentioned that you get most of the blood from young people in schools and tertiary institutions, and blood donor month is in June and youth month is in June. So the young people are rising up to the challenge. What message can you send to the public during these tough times as the South African National Blood Services?
We can easily let the COVID pandemic turn the blood shortage into another pandemic if we are not careful. So my message to young people is blood donation is a legacy. Yeah. There are people that have been in it for years, and as you know, somebody just donated 400 units just the other day, but these people are aging. It is our turn to take up the baton and start donating blood. It's never going to come from any other scientific lab. Blood will always be needed from other humans. And in order for us to ensure that our families are taken care of, and we, because, you know, a lot of people, whenever you tell them about blood donation, they're always thinking about the elders. There's a lot of young people that are in hospitals who have leukemia, who have been in car accidents, who gave birth and need blood. So, but now, the legacy of that lies a lot on South African, young South African people. And, you know, can I just say young black South African people, majority, because that we are the most in the country.
Yeah.
So if we don't do what we need to do now, in the days to come when our elders who have been doing this so diligently have passed on, we will have a problem in our hands. So all I can say is please, as a young person, donate blood today and keep South Africa beating.
Absolutely. And for those who'd like to go onto the website, find more information, or just get to the toll-free line, how do we make that contact?
www.sanbs.org.za, toll-free number 0800 11 9031. We are on all social platforms. Contact us there. We will tell you if, you know, you're eligible on the day. If you've got any questions around it, we will tell you. Heck, we will even give you a blood cooking if you've already donated blood. So please get in contact with us and get involved.
Thank you so much, Kilebogile. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
There you have it, man. I mean, very profound. When the people who have been donating blood so diligently for such a long time then pass on, then we have a problem on our hands if we don't take that baton and continue donating that blood, but doing so diligently as well, because if we don't, we might find ourselves with another pandemic, and that is the shortage of blood. So go onto the website, take that toll-free line and make that call if you just want to get information or find out where you can even go to donate that blood. Thank you so much yet again to Kilebogile for that conversation.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.